From our church website bulletin board, someone wrote from Pennsylvania, "Last night I felt led to look up what Mrs. Eddy has to say about the man of integrity. I found it in Miscellaneous Writings on page 147. It reads in part, quote, "The upright man is guided by a fixed principle, which destines him to do nothing but what is honorable and to abhor whatever is base or unworthy. He would much rather fail of success than attain it by reproachable means," end quote. It seems like another great standpoint for praying about our public servants and those aspiring to any office. Integrity, as a spiritual quality, having its source in God, is native to man. Our readings tonight were certainly very timely and very helpful. It was quoted from Science and Health by Mrs. Eddy that honesty is spiritual power, and dishonesty is human weakness, which forfeits divine help. Now, that is a big price to pay for dishonesty, not to have God's help on your side. And I have heard many people feeling upset about our election, the political situation in the United States, and I've heard it from people here and also abroad. But as we also heard in the readings tonight, chemicalization is important. The muddy riverbed must be stirred. The era needs to come out from hiding to be exposed in order to be healed. So what is going on in our country is actually a very good thing. It will be a cleansing thing, and we will know that anything dishonest or immoral, all it can do is destroy itself. During the law case, a watch that we would often think about and pray with was this, and it is, "God's law of divine justice is in full and complete operation. The wicked shall not go unpunished." And so it is. God never punishes, but error, wickedness, will punish itself. And anyone who is trying to perpetuate lies, it will be found out, only for the purpose of healing and cleansing. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy also says, "During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian Science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection." So that is what we are to do as we pray earnestly for the cleansing, the betterment, the healing of all mankind, for our nation and for every nation. I'm so grateful to be here tonight. Thank you again for those beautiful readings.